to Dailyish. It's episode 29. Today is Monday, July 28th. 17 degrees outside. It's supposed to be a beautiful day today, which is awesome. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. Campaign Monitor is the king and or queen and champion of sending email newsletters that make it fun, easy, and beautiful. You can try your hand at their template builder and their new Canvas tool over at canvas.cm. And check it out. It's what we use for Good Stuff's newsletter, which you can sign up for at goodstuff.fm/newsletter. I am the auteur, as it were, of sending out that newsletter. So you can rate it or decide if you want to sign up, I guess, based on whether you enjoy me and my stuff. Which brings me to follow-up from last episode when last I spoke to you folks. I got some follow-up or feedback, sorry. That's why I have the follow-up. From a friend, Deanne, sending a tweet about to a link. She said, where did I put it? I should have it. She said, the last podcast today, which was last week, made me think of this, which is a link to this, the rumpus.net, which is a comic that I'm not familiar with, but looks interesting, but basically it sort of outlines the process of creative thinking. Different stages: inspiration, ambition, focus, self-esteem, originality, experience, persistence, and both the good and the bad of each sort of phase of creativity and creating things. And so ambition is like one frame is, this is it, my big break. The next frame is, do I really deserve this project? Sort of the focus is, there are too many distractions in here in a room. Much better sitting on that windowsill. And it's, yeah, it certainly resonates a lot with what I spoke about, I think, last time, as well as just the life that I seem to have with creative avenues in my brain and things that I want to do. And I'm not sure if I'm trying to decide. I don't know if I'm like an ideas person type thing, like create the thing and then someone else should run with it and I should find somebody who would help, you know, execute the last half of an idea. Because I enjoy building stuff to a point, but then it always gets to that frustration side, or there's just too much other stuff to do. It's not always just me internally. It's just like it's. I definitely enjoy starting new things, and it doesn't even have to necessarily be a whole new thing. Like just redesigning my blog with a new theme will sort of help get me unstuck, as opposed to just sitting there staring at a blank page of needing to write stuff for it. So I'll just redesign a bit, or tweak it a bit, or play with the plugin or something like that, just to sort of move my brain along in some way. And so, but also there's bigger ideas of, you know, building out a new site or a new project of some sort, or a web idea, an app, website idea, or things like that that I'll have. And then it's fun to sort of brainstorm and think and start buying domains and all that kind of stuff and setting up the Twitter accounts and whatever. But then when the actual work comes of doing it, it stalls, distractions come in, life happens, and then that thing just sort of sits and dies. And then the domain renewal comes up in a year, and it's like, oh shoot, I really, that was a good idea at the time, and now I'm not so sure, and so I'll just leave it and let that $10 go to waste. And so that's, yeah, I mean, that's, this podcast is part of that thing too, where it's, you know, initially setting it up, it's great, it's fun, it's going to be so amazing, I'm going to do it all the time, and then it comes down to actually having to do it. And yeah. So, the question I was sort of struggling with or thinking through this weekend, like I mentioned, we'd went to Edmonton and so lots of time to drive, or during the drive to, it's about a 5.5 hour drive for us there, and time to sort of think and process and wonder and dream and things like that when you sort of step out of your normal life. Never mind sleeping in a hotel room with the three of your kids who may or may not sleep through the night all the time. That's another story. That's for the parenting podcast version of this show. Time to think as you're driving and sort of just wondering, okay, what those ideas that I've had when I'm sitting at my desk, sitting at the coffee shop or whatever, now that I've stepped out of it, away a bit from it, how good are they? What should I pursue? What's worth doing? What in my business should I be doing differently? All that kind of stuff. It's a good time to do that kind of thing. And so one thing I was wondering is whether there's somebody I should be partnering with on some of these projects. And then what I often end up doing is it, you partner with somebody on something, and or you reach out to someone to partner with someone, they're kind of lukewarm on the idea, and then you're kind of stuck and not sure whether, okay, is that just the wrong person, or should I pursue this anyway? And these aren't like huge, big things, life-changing things that I'm talking about doing, but just kind of fun, creative, might bring a bit of side money in or whatever, or interest or notoriety, I guess, for my own business, and sort of bring clients and new clients and new projects that way. So, so it's just a funny thing to be involved in this creative avenue of processing and thinking and inspiration striking, and then not having, well, feeling like you don't have enough time to follow through on that inspiration, then that dies in the vine, and away you go into the next thing. And because it's easier, I find it always easier to start the new thing and not push through with the last, whether it's 75% or 25% of a project, whatever it happens to be. And so, yeah, I think that's it for this episode. I got to go. I'm going to go on my Monday trip to a coffee shop to do business. This is why it's kind of motivation to do this episode on Mondays. Is Monday mornings is when I'm sort of set aside my time to go do like invoicing and paperwork and accounting type stuff, bookkeeping for my business and Lemon Productions. And so it's kind of like anything to avoid doing that. So I reward myself a bit by going to a coffee shop to do it, which is kind of fun and just kind of helps me get a bit distracted with people watching a bit every so often when I get too frustrated, but then get back into what I'm supposed to be doing. And, but yeah, motivation to do this podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm iChris on Twitter. This episode can be found at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/29. There's a ton of other podcasts that are at goodstuff.fm. If you're looking for new shows, variety of interests, interview shows, discussion shows, a great new show that my buddy Tim Smith is doing, goodstuff.fm/OTR on the rec. No, not OTR. Sorry. Bear with me while I find it here. I should have my promos ready for the record. Sorry. FTR. That's what I was debating. He debated different names for it. So anyways, 3 episodes in on that show, for the record. Kind of an interesting sort of NPR-ish sounding show with segments and stuff. Definitely more produced, more thought put into each episode than some of your typical podcasts, this one included perhaps. And so check that out. And lots of other podcasts. Check out goodstuff.fm. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.